Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Brian Roberts. Batting second. The third baseman, Manny Machado. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Davis. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Adam Jones. Batting fifth. The catcher, Matt Wieters. Batting sixth. The DH, Michael Morse. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Nick Markakis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, JJ Hardy. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Nate McLouth. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chris Tillman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Michael Bourne. Batting second. The first baseman, Nick Swisher. Batting third. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlos Santana. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Jason Kubel. Batting 8th. The catcher, Yan Gomes. Batting 9th. The third baseman, Lonnie Chisenhall. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ubaldo Jimenez. And now, play ball. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Machado is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Machado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall juggles the ball. That's an error on Chisenhall. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Machado. The throw from Gomes and he is out, Kipnis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bourne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tillman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Machado fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of McLouth. Kipnis reaches second base with a double. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana hits a pop-up towards short. Hardy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Adam Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jones hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wieters hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Morse is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morse hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Markakis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chisenhall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JJ Hardy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cabrera hits a fly ball into left field. McLouth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kubel hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McLouth. Kubel reaches second base with a double. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gomes hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Nate McLouth is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. McLouth hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts strikes out. Two outs. Manny Macardo batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Macardo is 0 for 1 in the game. Macardo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bourne is 0 for 1 in the game. Bourne strikes out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chisenhall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wieters is 0 for 1 in the game. Wieters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kipnis takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana takes first base on ball 4. Kipnis moves to second. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brantley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brantley bunts towards the mound. Tillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Kipnis moves to third. Santana moves to second. One out. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kipnis tags and scores. Santana tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Kubel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kubel is walked intentionally. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gomes is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Morse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morse hits a fly ball into right field. Cubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Markakis is 0-for-1 in the game. Markakis strikes out. Two outs. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Nate McLouth is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McLouth is 0-for-1 in the game. McLouth hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Chisenhall is 0-for-1 in the game. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bourne is 0-for-2 in the game. Bourne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher strikes out. Two outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kipnis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kipnis hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into right field. Cubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Macardo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Macardo is 0-for-2 in the game. Macardo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Macardo moves to second. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields it and throws to second for the out. Macardo moves to third. Two outs. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Wieters is 0-for-2 in the game. Wieters takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Mike Morse is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jimenez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santana takes first base on ball 4. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brantley is 0-for-1 in the game. Brantley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McLouth. Brantley reaches second base with a double. Santana moves to third. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cabrera hits a fly ball into left field. McLouth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santana tags and scores. Brantley tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kubel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kubel is walked intentionally. Matt Carson pinch runs for Jason Kubel. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gomes is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomes hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McLouth. Gomes reaches second base with a double. Brantley scores. Carson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. TJ McFarland now pitching. Mike Aviles pinch hits for Lonnie Chisenhall. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFarland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Michael Bourne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bourne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bourne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Matt Carson now playing right field. Mike Aviles now playing third base. Cody Allen now pitching. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Markakis is 0-for-2 in the game. Markakis hits a line drive into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.J. Hardy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hardy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Nate McLouth is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McLouth is 0-for-2 in the game. McLouth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hardy moves to second. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0-for-3 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into right field. Carson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Macardo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Macardo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Macardo hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swisher is 0-for-3 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kipnis strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Santana hits a fly ball into left field. McLouth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Smith now pitching. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. There goes Davis. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wieters is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wieters strikes out. Two outs. Wilson Bittemit pinch hits for Mike Morse. Wilson Bittemit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bittemit hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brantley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Josh Stinson now pitching. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Ramirez pinch hits for Matt Carson. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Drew Stubbs now playing right field. Chris Perez now pitching. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Markakis is 0-for-3 in the game. Markakis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. JJ Hardy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hardy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hardy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Markakis moves to second. Nate McLouth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLouth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McLouth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0-for-4 in the game. Roberts strikes out. 1 out. Manny Macardo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Macardo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Macardo strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.